Podcast.
Our Gallonbute Council has signed up to meet Scotland's target of achieving net zero by 2045. In fact, the region has one of the lowest carbon footprints anywhere in the UK and could even be the first to achieve net zero per head of population. In the week before COP26 came to Scotland, our Gallonbute Council held its first ever online climate summit hosted by the Education Service. Over two consecutive days, a variety of speakers from schools, businesses, charitable and voluntary organisations across the area delivered presentations to raise awareness on a whole host of climate topics and issues. With COP26 now behind us, and as we embark on a new year, we look at our young generations who are already making a difference in the fight against climate change. There are all sorts of activities going on in our schools across the region in the face of these environmental challenges. Joining me today is Linda McBeath, head teacher of Rue Primary School, who convened the Education Climate Summit and represents education at the Council's Climate Change Board. Also joining me are four pupils from Bacalden Primary School, James, Orion, Eva and Michael, along with their head teacher, Julie Watson. The school's recently been awarded the 7th Eco Green Flag and delivered the first presentation at the Climate Summit. Here they are. So with me today, I've got Linda McBeath, head teacher of Rue Primary School. I've got Julie Watson from Bacalden Primary School, and with us, James, Orion, Eva and Michael. All of you have been involved in the COP26 Education Climate Summit. So Linda, maybe start with you. Tell me, how did the Climate Summit come about?
Well, we're really passionate about learning for sustainability here in our schools within our Gaelan Buttes. And learning for sustainability is at the heart of a lot of the things that we do. It's a term given to outdoor learning, global citizenship, children's rights, sustainable development education. And there are so many fantastic things happening within our schools and within our council. We thought it would be wonderful to share and bring together lots of different people to present some of this fabulous work. So the idea of a climate summit in the lead up to COP26, it was presented, and we had such enthusiasm and uptake for people to come forward. They wanted to showcase the brilliant work within their schools or within their departments in the council. And that is really what had encouraged us to get moving with our education summit. And we also wanted it to be something that we could use to educate our communities too. So we allowed the summit to be open to lots of different people. And the summit was on well into the evening as well, so that people could access a lot of these sessions and just educate themselves on what was happening within our schools, within our kids.
And there was certainly lots going on, because I know it was packed agendas for the 2 days. But how are you, or how are we all, ensuring that there's a legacy after the summit and it's not just for those days alone?
Well, I think our legacy is right here, and I think you'll probably hear from them shortly, the pupils that are a part of this. So this is a part of their education, it's a part of their schooling, and it's something that they're really passionate about. So in taking things forward, we want to take the really good examples that are happening, and we want to try and recreate these in many of our schools and in many of our communities and learn from each other so that we do have a sustainability with everything that we do. So it's really important that we take forward this legacy, and the pupil voice that you'll hear today is the best example of that, and they are so passionate and we learn so much from them.
So I've got a couple more questions for you, Linda, but I'll maybe go to our young people and hear about that first, and I'll come back to you if that's okay. So I was going to start off and ask James, because I understand, James, you've got the John Muir Award. And maybe you can tell
that's
us.
Right.
Excellent. And what did you have to do to achieve that?
So we had to do four things, the four parts of the John Muir Award, which is explore, discover, conserve, and share. And we did all of this with Benita.
And what did you do as part of the activities for that then?
As part of the activities, we for conserve, we made frog homes and hedgehog homes in the woods. For explore, we went paddle boarding. and we discovered a few things in the forest where we made the frog homes and hedgehog homes. And for share, we made pictures of it and sent them out.
Wow, lots of stuff there. So I would love to try paddle boarding. Is it hard?
Depends on what kind of person you are. Also, at the Eco Climate Summit, we shared our video of what we did. So, yeah.
Did you fall in when you were paddle boarding?
One of our pupils did, but somebody that isn't here now did, and we have a photo of it, and it's very funny.
I bet. And Orin, what conservation projects have you been involved in?
Well, we cleared bracken for the checkered skipper butterfly, which is a type of butterfly. We clear rhododendrons at our school in the forest. We do butterfly and bee walks. To every year we do a bee walk to help the bees, and we record how many bees of what species we find, and we made butterfly like gardens and things with flowers, and we also have two big tubs of compost.
Wow, it sounds like you've been busy.
Yep.
And Eva, what are you currently doing towards climate action?
So right now we are making our tree nursery, and we've only got native trees in our tree nursery. So we've got birch, hazel, oak and rowan right now. And we collected our own seeds and we've planted them so far so they get used to the environment here.
It sounds like you spend quite a lot of time outside when you're at school doing all of these projects.
Yeah.
You like spending your time outside?
Yeah. Yes.
The entire school does. And yeah.
It sounds like it. And Michael, I've heard something about a sustainable story stick. What's that?
Yeah, so we went for a walk to Glass Drum and we found a stick for it, and we decorated it with wool, and it was there was yellow.
I'm seeing it now. That looks good. So keep going. So you've decorated it. What with?
Yeah. String, and we made it yellow and brown for the checkered skippers in Glass Drum, and the green and red for our tree nursery and our school jumpers. And we added a fern there called Hard Fern because there's quite a lot of it there.
What are we doing with it now?
And we're going to send it round Argyll with sustainable things like on a bike, walking, or electric car.
They'll collect stories.
And it sounds like these are all stories that will be about what you've done around sustainability and climate change, is that right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like doing things about sustainability and climate change is important to all of you, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do any of you want to tell me why that's important to you?
It's because our school is quite an eco school, and we don't want to see animals injured and stuff like that. And all that we are doing here at the school is to help climate change. And climate change is affecting not just animals, but us as well as the Earth. And for example, as in the world's heating up and the icebergs are melting, making oceans rise. And so coastal villages will get flooded with our actions. It's like Mother Nature saying, stop, you're gonna kill yourselves.
No, that's a good explanation, and that makes it really important we do something to stop that, doesn't it? So did you enjoy being part of the climate summit to tell people what you're doing about it?
Yes.
I bet. It sounds like it was a brilliant event. So, Linda, tell me how other people or schools can get involved, just like the pupils at RU are doing.
So there are so many ways that the pupils can get involved with Learning for Sustainability and climate action. So a few of the things, as the pupils mentioned, so they're very proud of being an eco school, as are we at RU. We've got 7 green flags here, and those are standards that schools can aspire to, and action plans that they can create to become really environmentally aware. Schools can also get involved through the Rights Respecting School programme and teaching children, you know, through children's rights and looking at the sustainability goals there as well. They could also get involved with the Plant a Tree for the Jubilee, which has been launched this year as well, where we can source trees and we can plant them in our communities as part of the Jubilee celebrations too. And in terms of Education Scotland, we have representation on the Learning for Sustainability group there. There's lots of opportunities that come out that we can become involved in. And again, our Gaelan Butte Council, we have education reps on the Climate Board, and there's lots of fantastic opportunities that come from there, and a really strong decarbonisation plan as well. So nothing is too small and nothing is too big, and we would encourage everyone involved and do some of the fantastic work that we're hearing about at some of the schools within our Gaelan Butte.
Well, this sounds like there's lots of opportunities. Are there any highlights that you'd want to focus on, some good examples that are particularly worth noting?
So there were some fantastic examples all the way throughout the climate summit of people sharing everything from, you know, a greener economy to looking at things that have happened in schools. Lough Goilhead had a great example of their polytunnel, and they were sharing with us things that they had grown and produce throughout the year that they were then using in their school kitchens. And we also have community fridges that have popped up to minimise food waste too. And there are so many fantastic opportunities for people voice and pupils to share in this really good work. Roseleaf Primary have also produced a COP26 video as well. So there's lots of fantastic things and great examples that you can find in all of our schools.
Yeah, and I think there's new stuff coming all along. I know even just today I was in a meeting and they were talking about creating school uniform sort of swaps so that you can reuse school uniforms and things like that. So great ways of, yep, sort of cutting down on waste and reusing things.
Absolutely, and we're big advocates of that here at RU. We've got a uniform hub, and all of our pre-loved uniform comes in. It's freshly laundered, and then it's distributed, and it can be distributed, you know, by sort of sending a phone message. Or in fact, if you want to come to the local church or to the school to collect that. And so many of our uniforms, just with periods of lockdown, you know, haven't had the wear that they would have had in the last couple of years. So they're in fantastic condition. And it's lovely that these are being reused again and not going into landfill.
And Julie, tell me more about what other projects are going on at Bucolden. So it sounds like you're really busy. I'm particularly looking forward to being able to come and see the butterfly and bee homes and things. What else have the pupils been getting involved in?
Well, the tree nursery is really a big programme that they came up with as in response to climate change. They've named their business Treemazon, which really links really nicely with our Scottish rainforest that we have locally. They're planning to share the trees with the local community. So there'll be involvement there, and hopefully we can find local areas to plant our trees. The other project that they're on just now is part of our eco schools. They're looking at transport, and we have a cycle track here. And it's really great that the children are able to cycle to school, but some of them are not able to because they don't have supervision for various reasons. So the children have asked our parent council if they could set up a buddy scheme so the adults could look after them and help more of them cycle and scooter to school. So we're just waiting on the response from the parents to see if that's a possibility. So certainly the children really have some great ideas, and it's all coming from them.
That sounds like great ideas. So do all of you cycle or walk to school, or would you like to?
A lot of us do.
Yeah.
And something to add on to what Miss Watson said is the cycle thing. It's called the cycle buddy system. And so basically the concept is one parent takes all the children, or two parents take the entire school, well, minus a few that live off somewhere else that have to use car. Otherwise, if they cycle, they're either going to be late or they're going to get tired out.
And how do you come up with all your ideas? Because it sounds like you're having lots of ideas and lots of great names for them too.
A lot of us are the idea people. And I come up with a lot of ideas to myself. I'm the main idea guy.
It sounds like it. I'm going to have to get you into the council to help us out.
That sounds amazing.
I need lots of ideas for us. So, I mean, I think that's great. And I think the fact that you are putting into practice all your ideas and being great examples of how to put climate action into practice is fantastic. So thank you for that. And thank you for being part of the climate summit, because I think it featured so much great work. So I'm looking forward to seeing your story stick travel around Argyllan Butte and pick up all more stories. So maybe when it's been around other schools, we can have a look at it and we can learn more of the stories that it's picked up along the way.
I can add a bit more about the story stick. We've created this in partnership with the Argyll Countryside Trust, and we don't know where the stick will go. It will have a kind of organic journey, all by sustainable means, but the way it's recorded is there is a Facebook site for the sustainable story stick where we record the stories and the way it journeyed, and who knows where it's going to end up. So it's quite exciting to see what happens.
So what's the Facebook page where people can follow the stick?
It's Sustainable Story Stick.
Right. So definitely sign up to the Facebook page for Sustainable Story Stick and we'll see where it ends up.
Yeah.
So are you going to follow that in class as well?
Yep.
That sounds exciting when you don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how people decorate their section of the stick and what they put on to represent their project.
Oh, I'm going to go and sign up. Once we finish this, I'm going to sign up to Sustainable Story Stick and see what happens. And what's your next project that you're going to work on, do you think?
We don't really have one yet.
Well, we're currently working on the tree nursery, which is ongoing, and the story stick. But the next thing is that the children, we use the school grounds a lot, and we really spend a lot of time in outdoor learning. But we've used the local woodlands, and we'd go there on a weekly basis. And we stopped that due to COVID restrictions. But the children are really keen to get back out there. So once we get into the new year, we're going to get back out to our school in the woods.
Excellent. That sounds great. Maybe I can come and visit you at the school in the woods in the new year then. Yeah. Would you have me? Excellent. I will come and see you at the school in the woods. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, James, Orion, Eva, Michael, and to Julie and Linda. That's fantastic. I think the work that Bacalden are doing is just a great example of how much is going on across Argyll and Bute. So thank you for being part of my podcast.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us. This has been a great interview.
A big thank you to James, Orion, Eva and Michael, supported by Linda and Julie, for coming and telling me all about their activities. I'm so impressed with the enthusiasm, and I've promised to go and see more of what they're doing at Bacalden Primary School as soon as I can. If you want to find out more about what's going on to tackle climate change, you can look at our website at argyll-bute.gov.uk/climate-change. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Pippa's Podcast.